Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
I was trying to remember Maria's intro to the show and it just completely... Weekly Wellness Radio. Yes, it is indeed Weekly Wellness Radio. Welcome back. Happy New Year to all the listeners out there that check a live radio show. Yeah, no, it was just our echoes playing the last 2 weeks. So we're back. Well, half of us are back because Maria is at the California Mental Health Directors Association, which is its own little acronym, leadership training. And she's there this week, and she's doing a lot of really cool things about how to continue to stay on this kind of crest of emerging mental health treatment and community mental health that, you know, kind of has its start back from when they closed all of the big warehousing facilities for mental health patients and started taking people back to the communities, which at the time might have probably felt like, geez, they're just getting dumped back in the communities. But really, in some respects, it was the birth of the recovery movement because, you know, something had to happen to those people and somebody had to step up and begin to create space for them so that they could be in the community safely and productively and happily. And throughout the counties of California, you've got various people who, you know, played a substantial part in that, and I've got one of them here today. I'd like to introduce Michael Horn. He's the director of County Behavioral Health, and that includes the mental health side and the drug and alcohol side, so we'll talk about all this stuff today. And he's been in the business for darn near a long time, since most of us were still in high school, I suspect. No, how long? Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How long have you been around?
Oh, I've been around for 55 years, but not doing this.
Not doing this.
I started working at the county in 1975, so what's that, 35
That's
years?
Before I was in high school.
Before you were in high school, okay.
And I'm the old guy on the show, so... There you go. But really, that's, you know, and we're here to talk today about the scope of mental health and maybe your visions for the future and stuff. Really, that was the seminal time in California mental health for community mental health, because that was right about the time Reagan came into the presidency shortly thereafter. But when did he begin by setting up realignment and setting up California County Mental Health as it exists today?
Well, you know, what actually happened is in the 1960s, there was a movement to close all the state hospitals. And at that time, the state legislature, starting with the first Governor Brown and then with Governor Reagan, started establishing community mental health programs. And the idea was that with better medications, and with community support, people actually did better. Well, obviously, they did a lot better than being locked up in big institutions, and big institutions are very expensive to run. So it was actually better for patients, better for families, better for communities, and cheaper for the state to actually run community-based mental health. The problem was is it was a brand-new kind of thing, and it's taken a long time. The growth of the mental health treatment industry, per se, it's taken many, many years to try to figure out exactly how to do this in the community and exactly who we're supposed to be treating and how well do we treat them and what do they need and what about mental illness and all the questions surrounding this whole part of our lives that's so big in our lives and we know so little about because we're so ashamed of it for the most part. But we've made a lot of progress. But the community mental health program started in the 1960s to bring people out of institutions to close the state hospital system in California. And we've been pretty successful at doing that. I think there's only four state hospitals left. There's Napa State Hospital, Metro State Hospital, Stockton State Hospital, which is primarily, I think, for people suffering from certain kind of brain injuries or brain syndromes. And then you have the hospital over in Patton, in San Bernardino Patton State Hospital. And then, of course, you have the hospital up near San Luis Obispo, which is...
Pascadero.
Pascadero. Thank you. And that's mostly for the criminally insane. And now, we have Pleasanton over by Coalinga State Hospital, also for the people with criminal deviance, mental disorders.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.